Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Another thought now on that car bomb in Times Square over the weekend. The bomb was all wrong. A frightening dud.
We are very lucky. Thanks to alert New Yorkers and professional police officers, we avoided what could have been a very deadly event.
But the target was right. Times Square. Neither a square nor very near the offices of the New York Times anymore. Times Square is a place everyone knows, that it seems nearly everyone has visited. And so, unlike many other places in the world, anybody could have been there, could have seen.
Firecrackers going off and black smoke. And then that's when everybody just ran down the street.
Anybody could have been the one to see the car, stood next to the street vendor. Hey, that's the guy. I remember him from my visit to Times Square last year.
I never thought that it was anything tied to anything else other than this car was possibly going to catch fire.
Times Square, the global landmark with no degree of separation.
Times have changed, and we've often rewound the clock since the Puritans got the shock. When they landed on Plymouth Rock.
History buffs know it was originally called Longacre Square, but the big shots at the New York Times got the mayor to rename it back in 1904. And from then on, Times Square was the place New Yorkers gathered, and by implication, Americans gathered, to watch the news. The end of World War II.
In New York City, as throughout a rejoicing nation and world, vast throngs of grateful, happy people celebrate the end of fighting. 2 million New Yorkers jam Times Square. It's official. It's all over.
Iwo Jima and its historic Mount Suribachi flag look down on a Times Square crowd assembled for the opening of the bomb drive.
The place they went instinctively to mourn the untimely end of President John F. Kennedy.
The signs are dark, and here in Times Square, the bustling, exciting atmosphere of a normal weekend night is missing.
Where the crowds watched man's first walk on the moon.
It's one small step for man.
The date's now indelible. Going to be remembered as long as man survives.
All systems are performing very well.
Times Square, where anything could happen. A place that by the 1970s was a forlorn emblem of a superpower stumbling. A seedy gathering place where it was clear anything goes.
Anything goes.
$1, $1. Change quarters. I say change credit cards.
It's right here on New York City. Less than 5 minutes until dropping the ball. A Times Square tradition that dates back over a century.
Anything goes.
Times Square is also that familiar place of endings and beginnings, where people from all over the world since 1907 have counted down the seconds and counted up the years. And while there may be other places called the Mall of America with theme park rides,
we're going under.
And many more places to shop, it is Times Square that is still America's original and enduring mall. A place for more than a century where people came to watch the news is now itself the news.
I want to commend the work of the NYPD, the New York Fire Department, and the FBI, which responded swiftly and aggressively to a dangerous situation.
It was 55 inches tall, 32 inches wide, and contained 8 bags of an unknown substance, as well as an inverted metal pot containing a bird's nest of wires and M88 firecrackers.
Anything goes.
The bomb, thankfully, didn't go off. But around the world, millions, perhaps billions of people could see their own face in those crowds on Saturday night. Some fearful, some tough, some confused, some annoyed at their disrupted plans. Times Square. Anything goes.
Anything goes.